Alphabet Au Pair van Peace the Resistance, mon dieu. Dat is het soloproject van Texaan Moses Brown. Hij zit ook bij Institute en bij Glue. Zelf omschrijft hij zijn muziek als gedementeerde glam rock. De muzikale inspiratie voor zijn album Bits and Pieces haalde hij vooral uit Zam Rock. En dat is een muzikale stijl uit Zambia van de jaren 70. Een combinatie van psychedelische rock en traditionele Afrikaanse muziek. De Britse psychedelische space rockers van The Oscillation blijven in een gezond ritme platen uitbrengen en daar mogen dus zeker niet over klagen, maar af en toe verschijnt er nog eens een tussendoortje, zoals het nummer Sun Disc. Een ouder nummer dat ze nog hadden liggen en blijkbaar op geen enkele release paste, want aan de kwaliteit ligt het zeker niet. Maar nu is het dus uit als een losse track, Sun Disc van The Oscillation.
Het abrupt eindigende Ravaga van Jay Zoons. Dat is het soloproject van Lorena Quintanilla. Haar kun je misschien kennen als de helft van het Mexicaanse no-wave-project Laurel Meets the Obsolete. In juni verschijnt haar nieuwe soloplaat. Op Del Aire probeert ze de hevige wind te vangen van Ensenada. De plek helemaal in het noorden van Mexico, waar ze zich afzonderde tijdens de lockdown. Voor het volgende nummer hebben we een aantal zekerheden. Vision 3D komt uit Doornik. Ze omschrijven zichzelf als een post-pop, popping, punk trio. En ze hebben een plaat uit met de titel Hypnose. En daaruit halen we Incertitude van Vision 3D.
Yeah.
Flying Moon in Space uit Leipzig. Met hun zevenen bouwen ze nu al enkele jaren fuzzy en catchy gitaarmuurtjes. En binnenkort verschijnt Zwaai, hun tweede plaat voor Fuzz Club. Dit was al een voorproefje eruit The Way the Sun Was Made van Flying Moon in Space. Dadelijk is er sterrenplaten. Zeker blijven hangen, want we hebben een interview met Jana Rush. Wij gaan eruit met het vierde nummer uit de toekomstige plaat van het Franse duo Messaline. Dit is Lucid. Tot volgende week.
And fall of work. In an industrial society which confuses work and productivity, the necessity of producing has always been an enemy of the desire to create. What spark of humanity, of possible creativity, can remain alive in a being dragged out of sleep at 6 every morning, jolted about in suburban trains, deafened by the racket of machinery, bleached and steamed by meaningless sounds and gestures, spun dry by statistical controls, and tossed out at the end of the day into the entrance halls of railway stations, those cathedrals of departure for the hell of weekdays and the purgatory paradise of weekends, where the crowd communes in a brutish weariness. From adolescence to retirement, each 24-hour cycle repeats the same shattering bombardment, like bullets hitting a window, mechanical repetition, time which is money, submission to bosses, boredom, exhaustion. From the crushing of youth's energy to the gaping wound of old age, life cracks in every direction under the blows of forced labor. Never before has a civilization reached such a degree of contempt for life. Never before has a generation, drowned in mortification, felt such a rage to live. The same people who are murdered slowly and in the mechanized slaughterhouses of work are also arguing, singing, drinking, dancing, making love, taking to the streets, picking up weapons and inventing a new poetry. Already the front against forced labor is forming. Its gestures of refusal are molding the consciousness of the future. Every call for productivity under the conditions chosen by capitalist and Soviet economics is a call to slavery. That it is necessary to produce is so obvious a fact that even a hack like Jean Fautissier can easily fill a dozen tombs with proofs of it. Unfortunately for neopolitical economicists, the proofs they adduce are 19th century ones, harking back to a time when the misery of the working classes made the right to work analogous to the right to slavery, as claimed from the dawn of time by prisoners about to be massacred. Above all, it was a question of surviving, of not disappearing physically. The imperatives of production are the imperatives of survival. From now on, people want to live, not just survive. The tripalium is an instrument of torture. In Latin, the word labor means suffering. We are unwise to forget the origins of the words travail and labor. At least the nobility never forgot their own dignity and the indignity which marked their bondsmen. The aristocratic contempt for work reflected the master's contempt for the dominated classes. Work was the expiation to which they were condemned for all eternity by the divine decree which had willed them, for impenetrable reasons, to be inferior. Work took its place among the sanctions of Providence as the punishment for poverty, and, because it was the means to a future salvation, such a punishment could take on the attributes of pleasure. Basically, though, work was less important than submission. The bourgeoisie does not dominate, it exploits. It does not need to be master, it prefers to use. Why has nobody seen that the principle of productivity simply replaced the principle of feudal authority? Why has nobody wanted to understand this? Is it because work ameliorates the human condition and saves the poor, at least in illusion, from maternal damnation? Undoubtedly, but today it seems that the carrot of happier tomorrows has smoothly replaced the carrot of salvation in the next world. In both cases, the present is always under the heel of oppression. Is it because work transforms nature? Yes, but what can I do with a nature ordered in terms of profit and loss, a world where the inflation of technics conceals the deflation of the use value of life? Besides, just as the sexual act is not intended to procreate, but makes children by accident, organized labor transforms the surface of continents as a byproduct, not a purpose. Work to transform the world? Bullshit. The world is being transformed in the direction prescribed by the existence of forced labor, which is why it is being transformed so badly. Perhaps man realizes himself through his forced labor. In the 19th century, the concept of work retained a vestige of the notion of creativity. Zola describes a nailsmith's contest in which the workers competed in the perfection of their tiny masterpiece. Love of the trade and the vitality of an already smothered creativity incontestably helped 15 hours of effort, which nobody could have stood if some kind of pleasure had not slipped in. The survival of the craft conception allowed each worker to contrive a precarious comfort in the hell of the factory. But Taylorism dealt the death blow to a mentality which had been carefully fostered by archaic capitalism. It is useless to expect even a caricature of creativity from the conveyor belt. Nowadays, ambition and the love of the job well done are the indelible mark of defeat and submission. Which is why, wherever submission is demanded, the stale fart of ideology makes headway, from the Arbeit Machtfrei of the concentration camps to the homilies of Henry Ford and Mao Tse-Tung. So what is the function of forced labor? The myth of power exercised jointly by master and God drew its coercive force from the unity of the feudal system. Destroying the unitary myth, the fragmented power of the bourgeoisie inaugurated, under the flag of crisis, the reign of ideologies, which can never attain, separately or together, a fraction of the efficiency of myth. The dictatorship of productive work stepped into the breach. Its mission is to weaken the majority of people physically, to castrate and stupefy them collectively, and so make them receptive to the feeblest, least virile, most senile ideologies in the entire history of falsehood. Most of the proletariat at the beginning of the 19th century had been physically diminished, systematically broken by the torture of the workshop. Revolts came from artisans, from privileged or unemployed groups, not from workers shattered by 15 hours of labor. Significantly, the reduction of working time came just when the ideological variety show produced by consumer society seemed able to provide an effective replacement for the feudal myths destroyed by the young bourgeoisie. People really have worked for a refrigerator, a car, a television set. Many still do, invited as they are to consume the passivity and the empty time that the necessity of production offers them. Statistics published in 1938 indicated that the use of most modern technology would reduce necessary working time to 3 hours a day. Not only are we a long way off with our 7 hours, but after wearing our generation of workers by promising them the happiness which is sold today on the installment plan, the bourgeoisie and its Soviet equivalent pursue man's destruction outside the workshop. Tomorrow they will deck out the 5 hours of necessary wear and tear with a time of creativity which will grow just as fast as they can fill it with the impossibility of creating anything, the famous leisure explosion. It has been quite correctly said that, quote, China faces gigantic economic problems. For her, productivity is a matter of life and death, end quote. Nobody would dream of denying it. What seems important to me is not the economic imperatives, but the manner of responding to them. The Red Army in 1917 was a new kind of organization. The Red Army of the 1960s is an army such as is found in capitalist countries. Events have shown that its effectiveness remains far below the potential of a revolutionary militia. In the same way, the planned Chinese economy, by refusing to allow federated groups to organize their work autonomously, condemns itself to becoming another example of the perfected form of capitalism called socialism. Has anyone bothered to study the approaches to work of primitive peoples, the importance of play and creativity, the incredible yield obtained by methods which the application of modern technology would make 100 times more efficient? Obviously not. Every appeal for productivity comes from above, but only creativity is spontaneously rich. It is not from, quote, productivity that a full life is to be expected. It is not, quote, productivity that will produce an enthusiastic response to economic needs. But what can we say when we know how the cult of work is honored from Cuba to China and how well virtuous pages of Cuisat would sound in a May Day speech? To the extent that automation and cybernetics foreshadow the massive replacement of workers by mechanical slaves, forced labor is revealed as belonging purely to the barbaric practices needed to maintain order. Power manufactures the dose of fatigue necessary for the passive assimilation of its televised diktats. What carrot is worth fighting for after this? The game is up. There's nothing to lose anymore, not even an illusion. The organization of work and the organization of leisure are the blades of the castrating shears whose job it is to improve the race of fawning dogs. One day, perhaps, we shall see strikers demanding automation and a 10-hour week, choosing, instead of picketing, to make love in the factories, the offices, and the culture centers. Only the planners, the managers, the union bosses, and the sociologists would be surprised and worried. Not without reason. After all, their skin is at stake.
Please don't harm this brother, because we love him. Yeah. Attack, amateurs ask questions. Nigga test buried in the back, bandages. Backhand slap, nigga five finger sandwich. Sandwiches, crystal cabinets, wake niggas at crack manage. Slang bang, be like a daughter full of cameras, yo. Correction on the phone, can't handle it. Switch code lingo. Counting the profits, so when we broke the mangle, hoes mingle. Niggas, bitches coming in rows like bingo, making toes single. She just wanna have fun like Cindy Lauper. My Dominican plug looking at me like he gon' sing with chocolate. Swing the vodka, bring the whiz doctor. Counting up the profits, we gon' split proper. Put the brick in front of the kickbox, shit chop the movements. Always being a quarter to the mathematical laws and principles and making two out of one is identical, yo. Niggas talk a lot in the interviews. Caught giant squid tentacles. Fuck talking, I'm out here making some chemicals, yo. Yeah, safe houses, cake make about a thousand. Cutting bass like Prada. Rock sit black, form bass, major forsaken. Chase haters coming, out of touch with signs. Shit, every bomb dropping, stay atomic. Survive later, be honest. Niggas better pray to Muhammad, play the game on it. Harmless niggas see me in a promise. It's a leader, can tell the predator. Found his target, shoot him while he makes a lie. Later, 85, idiot, head down on carpets. Niggas snitching to bring it down on charges. Walk around limits, now I'm on your suit. Made out of sharp fade, dark wind, dug money, knocked in, pop the banks. Ballin' with minimal top spin. You wasn't with us, bust shots to the gym. Plenty options.
I got it.
Chances of funny niggas got a slam. I got garbled in bank blick. Spawn bombardment.
Boom!
Take the niggas out just like garbage, man. Near the deep end, you ready to fall and swim. 10 shots hit the charlatan. What a penny pinch, begging and bargaining, y'all.
Niggas,
fuck out of here, nigga.
Fuck out of here.
Safe houses. Cake make by the thousands. Yeah. Safe houses. Cake make by the thousands.
Hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo. Race getting dusty. Don't nobody love me like my kids and my junkies. Some niggas live, some niggas wasn't lucky. Saint Michael V, long rips in my donkeys. Model bitches wanna fuck me. Rub my feet, chef me wagyu. Japanese dinner, wild leg. Shit sabu, sweetest taboo. Headshot, face ragu. You ain't never got G-Y, she sent from Matthew. You lacking. Whales buying the gloves on the Maxi. Switches on the strap. It's the law, this won't come back. And if we do, we back. My main feed a white boy. Wise, we call him Jesus crack. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Bullets through ya. He cleared the plate, turned into Luca. Tesla Jeep, playing Grand Poober.
Get a single from the hot, young and single little stunt. A 40 and a blunt, that's all she really wants. But she'll spin your papes and she'll use it for your plastic. And if you swing your F, you better wear a prophylactic. Cause things are getting drastic. Push up in the wrong one, you end up in the casket.
For God so loved the world, he gave us dope,
gave us dope.
For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine,
gave us cocaine.
Dope man, dope man, dope man. Oh, die rich, live fast. 9 bricks in the stash. Dope man, they screaming dope man. For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine. Whoa.
water with a dream. Take communion on the stove, remember me. This office Bentley seats, I sign my name in cursive on the key. I got to work for cheap, ran through a Herschel Walker speed. He hit the glass, his heart almost burst into peace. I feel like Jesus leaving Nemus. The Balenciaga's blood burgundy, just get the birds to me. These kilos got us lit, we went electric. Stand my blocks with the Tesla seat. What's action to me when they shoot the driver's side and you die crawling out the passenger seat? That boy elite, eyes closed, trapped in my sleep. I brush my teeth with Ace of Spades, I spit champagne in the sink. Diamond every link, courtesy of Slime, courtesy of Johnny Dang.
Johnny Dang!
Tell them niggas playing with my name, I said they pussy.
Nigga, you pussy.
Look where my rookie season took me, 7 bricks to book me. I went Mookie Blaylock, picked up 10 birds in Atlanta. Magic with the arm and hammer, I got PTSD from the Fed cameras. Playing Fred Hammond in the Lambo. I be everywhere you can't go. You don't love Michelle, bitch, stand on it.
For God so loved the world, he gave us dough. Gave us dough.
For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine.
Gave us cocaine.
Dope man, dope man, dope man. Got rich, live fast. 9 bricks in the stash. Dope man, they screaming dope man. For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine.
Freestyle for you. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You ready,
First
Perry?
Time ever. We've already hit basketball.
Right now? Tell me, Perry, what's up? Huh? On occasions I be blazing. Hell fucking raising. You know this paper, never I be chasing. Paper fucking chasers, chasing all this paper. Black boy with a black goddamn shoddy. Big boy with a homicide body. Thug nigga with a gentleman swag. Mentality, I gotta get a bag. A bag, a bag, a bag like that. 30 on my hip, 30 with the damn mag. Talk about them guns that a little nigga had. That deuce, deuce, dog, man, that be my fucking dad. Hell no. Loki got the dough. Key to my heart, period, with the foe. I can be my nigga, man, that nigga really real. Fuck what you heard, dog, we bustin' off the steel. Mac 90 with the blue beam, dog, I'm thuggin'. Baby girl, man, I really like it, love it. Baby mama, man, she set up and trippin'. Homicide, bitch, nigga, I'm the witness.